Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Sure is. So I always say it's a great time to be alive in 2016 because you can do so many different things and you can be so many different things, and this word creative can take on a million and one different meanings. Years ago, I guess if you started out in TV, you'd have to stick with TV and you wouldn't be able to cross disciplines and do different things. So it really is a great time to be alive, specifically so if you decide to take advantage of all the different things that are at your disposal. So we are massively passionate about sharing the stories of young South Africans who cross different disciplines when it comes to creativity. They work in TV, then they do a little film. Maybe when they feel like it, they present a little, and maybe they decide to act on this day, and then the other day, you never know. They could be making music, you never know. People that are unpredictable and kind of go beyond the box and break out of the box and do really, really cool stuff, because that's the fundamental theme of being a creative, is just doing cool stuff. One guy that fits that bill, or at least we think he does, I think you do, is Brett Colopy. What's happening, sir?
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's really, really a privilege to be here.
It's such a pleasure. And you may have been in Joburg for a while, but that Durban vibe remains strong.
No, definitely. I think all my mates here in Jersey still say that about me, that I'm as laid back as anything.
Yeah, you can hear it in the voice. It's like it's just a Thursday, hanging out. But you do get a hell of a lot of stuff done.
Thank you. I like to think so. I seem to be a bit of a jack of all trades, but at the moment I am focusing on television and directing for television, creating content. I'm trying to get through as much as I possibly can while I'm still in my 20s.
Absolutely. I'm looking at what's on the plate at the moment. Shout if I get anything wrong here, if we need to add stuff. So I think one of the coolest things is that you're working on a board shorts range. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, well, my family, they are in clothing, so I think that would have been the natural kind of progression for me, was to fall into that. I have tried my best to stay away from it, but I have now recently decided to dabble in it just to see how it goes. Yeah,
it's so cool. I'm like leading with the things that I think are the coolest first, and everything is cool. So the board shorts, I mean, that's rock star. Who does that in their spare time? You've also started a very cool creative and digital agency. It's called Creative Mix with the number 8. It focuses on creative, online and digital content for different businesses and brands, which is very, very cool. And then also, you are all over Johannesburg putting together content for a stack of shows on SABC3. You present on Expresso. You also produce for Expresso. The afternoon, every show that has the word Express in it, you're probably involved in at this point. So how did it all kick off? Who was this kid that grew up in Durban? What was he like?
Wow, I am naturally a really, really shy guy. And funny enough, I think drama kind of fell into my lap when I was at school, in high school. And I think it was a gateway for me to probably play different personalities that I was afraid to, you know, be in real life. And I think it was in my matric year. It really clicked for me. I did a theater production and I did a short film, and I had a really great drama teacher in matric, Anne DeMarini, and she encouraged me to study film, acting and directing, and that's what I did, and I've never looked back since.
What for you is the most interesting part of where you're at right now in terms of what you get up to in a day? What is it that you really just find so cool to be immersed in?
At the moment, I think it's meeting different people. Every shoot that I'm on, whether it be Expresso, Top Billing, I am meeting a different person every day. And I think that's very cool. I'm learning a hell of a lot, because meeting different people, you know, you're learning different skills. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time I'm interviewing, similar to yourself, completely different personalities, people from different industries, and that's what I'm really enjoying at the moment.
Let's talk for a second about the craft and everything. So just creativity in general, and making something where there was once nothing, and putting together frameworks. And I mean, in television, you've got to curate massively. You'll take 3 hours of footage and it'll be 1 minute of television. That's quite a process to wrap one's head around. How are you going about wrapping your head around that?
I think that's what really got my attention. You know, television caught my attention, whereby it's a medium where you can tell a story. And that's a challenge where, when we're on a shoot, especially when we're working with, or we're interviewing a guest that's not familiar with the medium, is trying to explain to them that we need to shoot for 3 hours to get like 3 minutes of content. And I enjoy that problem solving of how are my viewers going to enjoy watching this? Is this something that I would want to watch? And sometimes it doesn't work out and sometimes it does. But it's a process of, it also comes down to experience, I guess. So a lot of it is trial and error, to be honest. And with that comes the experience. So I'll know, okay, if there's a certain situation, I know what I can and cannot do with a particular guest or with a presenter that I'm working with.
Making great television is such a craft. I mean, there is nothing natural about the environment. No. And you have to somehow translate it onto television that it looks natural. This is why we binge watch series and we watch lots of movies and that kind of thing. Because somehow the people that have made it have taken something so unnatural where like a meter away there's, you know, a makeup artist yelling and, you know, making sure that there's no sweat pouring off someone's brow and taking the fluff off a shirt and like something so unnatural that you got to stand there because then you're going to get the light, whatever it is, and making it seem like something that's real. And that craft, I mean, how does one go about making such a constructed environment ever come across as real?
Well, that's actually a really good question, because I think for a lot of the general public, they don't understand how much is actually going on behind the scenes. For example, like a particular take of a movie or just a series or even just a TV show, that can be done, you know, hundreds of times. For me in particular, when it comes to television, it comes down to my relationship with the presenter that I'm working with when I'm directing. And a lot of the time we just click. So if that works, then it can become seamless. So for example, with the lifestyle shows like Top Billing Espresso, we want it to seem as natural as you possibly can. So we don't really want to interrupt or cut too much of what's going on. We want to see that interaction with the guest and the presenter. And we want the guest, who may not be familiar with the medium, to feel as comfortable as they possibly can. So I've got a great team, a cameraman and a sound guy, who we work very closely together to work together shots. And our main goal is actually to keep our guest as happy as they possibly can be.
Let's talk about a show like Top Billing for a second. Obviously, you would have seen it before you started working on the show. You probably saw it when you were back at school. Let's play Time Machine for a moment here. When you were watching it as a kid and thinking about how the show works versus how you watch it now on a Thursday night, I think it is, how is the eye different? What's the big change?
Wow. Yeah, I definitely watched Top Billing growing up. I think a lot of people have in South Africa. At the moment now, I think the eye has changed where I now know the tricks of the trade. I now know when Jeannie D is saying something in a certain way, why she's saying that. I now know how they do some of those secret shots and how they make the house look as best as it possibly can look. We do have a great team that work very hard at executing that. And yeah, it looks a lot different behind the scenes.
We've got a mutual friend, one of my closest friends, Megan, and the thing that she's always said about TV, and she's worked on loads of different TV shows, is that there's this concept of make it work. You arrive, you can be in the worst location ever, it can be horrendous, you can have people that can barely communicate what's on their mind, and you've got to somehow make it work. I mean, you must have been pushed to the absolute limit in doing what you're doing, in working with so many different people. You know, you're working on a drama, at least you're working with actors who may have done it before. But in this space, in kind of lifestyle and entertainment television, it's really about speaking to loads of different people that may never have come across the camera, and you've got to arrive at a random location and you've got to make it work.
That's what I really enjoy about the job. When I mentioned problem solving, that's a big part of it. You'll arrive somewhere and it's not what the photos, it doesn't look anything like the photos. You're working with a guest that sometimes freaks out as soon as you push record, but off camera they are great.
You got to do some counseling. Yeah,
exactly. A lot of the time it's counseling. That's exactly it. And that's what I really love about the job, is trying to make something work and trying to make a complete picture and tell a story for the viewers. A lot of the time it takes you know, a really, really long time to make sure that you hit the button and you really get what you want. But that's fine. That's fine.
Talk to me for a second about figuring out your stamp as a creative, like the thing that's going to differentiate something that Brett's worked on from everything else and where you're at with that. Because that's a consistent, you know, evolving journey in terms of figuring out what it is that's going to set what you do in the short term and long term, what it looks like. So where are you at with that?
Definitely. You know, with a lot of the shows that I work on, they've been around for a long time. So they have their formulas. But as a young creative coming into the industry, you can always tweak something. So although your executive producers might want you to shoot something in a certain way, you definitely go ahead, you do that, but you change things. So for example, with Espresso, I work very closely with my cameraman to try get a nice fluid shot, where before it's kind of your standard tilt and pan, tilt and pan. And I watch a lot of international content to try and gather inspiration from there. And slowly what I've noticed in the industry is we are getting to that international standard. I hate using the term international standard because we should be creating our own, which I think we are. But there is a certain benchmark that you want to hit. And I think previously a lot of South African content hasn't been hitting that benchmark. So, for example, a lot of people wouldn't be watching South African shows because they don't feel that the quality is good enough. Mm. But that's changing. It might be slow, but it is changing.
And you're a big part of that. Do you ever comprehend how many millions of people see the stuff that you work on? Is that ever something that's comprehensible?
No, not at all. Not at all. As soon as you mentioned that, I just like a bulb just flashed in my head. And I have no idea the reach that it possibly has.
Talk to me about, and this is going to be a difficult one, you know, in working with all these different people, and you get to experience some amazing stuff. I know you were out with us at our Kellogg's Start Your Great event a couple of weeks ago, which had an amazing energy. But certainly in the line of work you do, you must be exposed to some amazing moments in the South African context. What really pops for you? What have been the real tear-jerking moments? Because you get up to some very emotive stuff on Espresso, less so on Top Billing because you're looking at houses. But on Espresso, you kind of go a little bit more to the core of what it is to be a South African and how we're trying to uplift one another as a country.
You know, for me, some of the stories that have really stuck out was we were shooting in Alexandra, and there is a trampoline club. And it was one of my first inserts that I got to direct and present. Huh. And literally in the squalor of the township, you have these group of kids that have come together. They've built their own trampoline. And they do incredible things. And when you chat to them and you engage with them, they had dreams of going to the Olympics. They had dreams of competing at SA Champs. And I had no doubt in my mind when I was watching them do what they were doing on the trampoline that they were going to be there. There was a youngster, I've forgotten his name now, but I think he was trying out to go to the Olympics. I don't know if he got there or not, but this was a couple of years ago. But what he was doing on that trampoline that they built by themselves was mind-blowing. And that's really stuck out for me. But it's, you know, I'm really privileged to get to interact with a lot of different South Africans. And I think we all have a story to tell. And it's just when you listen to that story, it can be very touching.
How do you think your story reads so far and how it's going to read in the future?
Oh, wow.
But it was a good segue.
Thanks. Wow. I think for me, I would just like to try and push the boundaries in terms of the creative industry as possible. What you guys are doing here is amazing. You guys are definitely the front runners in what is happening in South Africa and in the creative industry. I think for me, I would just like to see more people creating content. And I think now with social media, we're all content creators. And I think we'll start seeing a lot of interesting things coming out of South Africa. And in not too far away, it's going to come quite soon. I mean, if you've got a smartphone with a decent camera, you can shoot something, edit it on that device, and upload it onto social media, the internet, and you can have millions of viewers.
Absolutely. It's a great time to be alive.
Definitely.
Let's land this plane. You are the director extraordinaire here. What else is there to get out of this interview? What do we still need to cover?
I think you pretty much covered everything.
Come on, bro.
I think you pretty much covered everything. No, I think for me, yeah, I want to keep on creating content. I want to keep on working in television. And yeah, maybe we can work together.
Let's do it, bro. Let's get those board shorts arranged out there. Let's do it. Yeah, this sucks for you because now you're based in Joburg. You can't go surfing all the time, which you love to do as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, being a Durban boy, it was kind of, it's part of it, you know. I really do miss the ocean. I don't get to go down to Durban or to Cape Town nearly enough to go for a surf, but it's worth the sacrifice. You can't beat Joburg, the connecting opportunities, and Joburg is the perfect place to be a youngster in, especially if you want to be in the entertainment industry.
Absolutely. Well, I did hear through the grapevine that Espresso is sending you to Sun City soon, so I'm sure you can pack your surfboard and hit the Valley of the Waves. That there is Brett Colopy. He's a TV and film director, presenter, actor, producer, and very soon, board shorts coming to you. Brett, thanks so much for stopping by, dude.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you're growing a small business, meetings, telecons, and admin move into dinners, recitals, and bedtime stories. But we know you knew that. We know that between the successes and failures, the courage to continue is what counts. We also know that the right meetings, telecons and admin means better dinners, recitals at the school you want, and great bedtime stories. The courage to grow is business. We've got the advisors, products and solutions that enable you to do so. MTN Business, a new world of business.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.